Good morning. Would you like to sit down? So we were just hearing from Brittany and Daniel what Mothering Sunday was all about. And Brittany found out it's not just to say, today is not just to say thank you to our mums, but it's also to say thank you for all the love and care we receive through the church and through others. And then they chatted about God's love and how God loves and cares for every one of us in every way. Can you let God care for you as he wants to? Like a mother, he's protective and nurturing and generous and sacrificial. He's always there. He enables and affirms us. He models trust and faith. And he shows a love that's stronger than death. He stands with us in our suffering and our pain. Can you let God care for you the way he wants to? And then, from that place of total love and security, you will then see others that need to be loved and cared for, and go and do. So, how do we go and do? What does God want us to do? When our mums are teaching us how to do things, what sort of things do they say? I'm going to pretend to be five. I'm going to pretend to be five. And I see a lady, a granny, with a heavy bag of shopping. Oh, it's so heavy. What do you think your mum might ask you to do? Yes, Daniel. Yeah, your mum might say, could you carry that for that lady? That would be really nice. What about if I was a five-year-old and I'm having a game, a bop it. Oh, I'm having loads of fun. I'm having loads of games. And Daniel's looking at me rather wistfully and I'm having lots of fun. What do you think my mum might suggest to me? Yes. Yeah. She might suggest that Daniel has a turn, mightn't she? And we should share things. What about... Oh, I've got all these sweeties here. Loads of sweeties. I wonder if I should have one a day for the rest of the year. Or I wonder if I should keep them. What do you think my mum might say? What do you think, Tabitha? What might your mum say? Or your dad? Yeah. Might ask us to share. Well, God's just like that in the way he shows and tells us what to do. He shows and tells us how to do things, and he does it in many ways, but one of the ways is by using this. He uses the Bible. In the gospel reading you heard just now from Karen, Jesus was on the cross dying, and he looked around and he saw people who he cared for and he loved. And he wanted to do something about their pain. So he made it happen. He said to John, look after my mum. And he said to his mum, this is your new son. So the Bible gives us some wonderful advice about how to live, how to notice people, what to do, and what to be. And through it, we can find lots of new and life-giving ways to be a good family and to be a good community. Just as Jesus did from the cross when he asked his mother and his best friend, John, to care for each other when he'd gone. Thank you.